A flood back in 2010 damaged Nashville's Grand Ole Opry House. It needed months of work. When it reopened, this was the first song that Opry members sang from the stage.
Will the circle be unbroken? By.
The video of Will the Circle Be Unbroken now plays before every Grand Ole Opry show at the renovated theater. It's also sung at every Country Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And it connects people far beyond country music, in churches and at memorials. And that's why it's the next entry in our American Anthem series. Julie Height has a story.
Bill Anderson has been a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than half a century, so he's had lots of chances to invite first-time performers to literally enter a circle on the stage where their predecessors stood. That circle is a piece of wood cut from the floor of the Ryman Auditorium, the Opry's previous home.
A lot of the young acts, I'll watch them when they come out, and it's almost like they're afraid to step into that circle. It's like, well, I'll come to the edge of it, but do I have the right to actually step onto that circle? So it is a very significant part of the Opry, and the symbolism is not lost between that circle and the song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
That's because its lyrics grieve a mother's death and pray that the circle of kinship and belonging will live on in this world and the next.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away.
That's the Carter Family version, adapted from an old hymn by Patriarch A.P. Carter called Can the Circle Be Unbroken? It touched the hearts of a lot of record buyers back in 1935. Eventually, the song became known as Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And it's been sung by every generation of Carters since. Carlene Carter revisited the song, especially for this story.
Well, I told that undertaker, please drive slow, 'cause that lady you are hauling, I hate to see her go.
It has a different meaning to me now than it did when I first learned it and first sang it in front of an audience. It was a celebration to me then. I did not experience loss in the way that that song actually is about. And being older and having gone through the loss of my mother and my grandma, I feel closer to my people and to my legacy of family when I sing that song.
Carlene remembers singing Will the Circle Be Unbroken with her kin at the graveside service for her mother, June. That connection to lineage has touched those outside the Carter bloodline, too. In the early 1970s, the song gave the California country rockers in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band a way to bond with their country and bluegrass idols, says Jeff Hanna, one of the band's founding members.
It was as much about just getting to hang out with these folks as it was making music with them. Playing music was a bonus.
The Dirt Band and its guests recorded more than 36 standards, most with one vocalist or another as lead singer. But on Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Maybelle Carter, Jimmy Martin, and Roy Acuff each sing a verse, and everyone else joined them for the chorus.
Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by. There's a banner on the way, in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
That group number provided the title for the 1972 album that became a cultural touchstone. Hanna says he met listeners everywhere who responded to the way that the musicians bridged generation gaps.
The war was raging in Vietnam right then, and there was a lot of peace marches going on and hippies versus the rednecks, and there was a lot of these sides that just did not trust each other. And hearing folks tell us stories like, you know, I hadn't talked to my dad in years, and we sat down and this record became a bonding point for us. That's deep stuff.
Musicians of a younger generation are still forging those kinds of bonds. Valerie June, a singer and songwriter who broke through in the roots scene early this decade, is proof.
I know exactly where I first heard it, and it would be at church, in particular my grandmother's church, the Church of Christ, and there were only about maybe 30 members, but everybody sang it all together.
On the coffee house circuit, she picked up the guitar part from the Carter Family version. She found it inspiring that the song had crossed stylistic, regional, and racial boundaries, with such artists as the Staple Singers making it their own.
That's what studying a song like that as it traveled from my grandmother's church and from my ancestors or from the Carter family, that's what studying one single song taught me, that you might find that it's been done in so many different genres and so many different styles. There are no rules and boundaries for music.
We got a new song, okay?
How cool, what's it called?
It's called Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Learning Will the Circle Be Unbroken is still a rite of passage for budding musicians, like 6-year-old fiddler Stella Cope and her guitarist brother. In a tiny upstairs rehearsal studio on the west side of Nashville, she worked through the tune for the first time with her teacher, Deanie Richardson.
First, I want you to get the melody in your head. You ready?
I was standing by my window.
Sing it.
I was standing by my window.
I was standing by my window.
If Cope keeps working at it, maybe she'll be able to join longtime Grand Ole Opry member Bill Anderson in the Opry Circle someday. Anderson has pondered the lyrics of Will the Circle Be Unbroken over the years. He says he loves the imagery of the chorus, but wouldn't mind it if the verses dwelled less on the undertaker and his hearse than on celebrating community.
I'd love to sit down with a couple of guys, maybe a Vince Gill or somebody from the Opry, you know, two or three of us, and try to create a more all-inclusive, positive vibe about our business, about our people, and the whole idea of, you know, we'll all get together again someday in the great hillbilly band in the sky.
Where the circle will remain unbroken. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.